Butte's Council of Commissioners is preparing to take a final vote on an ordinance to curb the community's stance on open containers of alcohol in public. Right now, the city has no open container law. The ordinance before the council would make it illegal to have an open alcoholic drink in public between the hours of 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us commissioners and the community are split on the issue.
When you type Butte, Montana into YouTube, one of the first suggestions that pops up is Butte, Montana street fights. Click the first one. A large group egging on two guys going at each other. Looks to be St. Patrick's Day. The description under the video says this is the kind of stuff that goes down in a place where you're allowed to have an open container pretty much anywhere. It's also in the middle of the day. Butte's proposed open container ban would only be in effect during the hours when alcohol cannot be sold. That's 2 in the morning to 8 in the morning. The local police department supports the ordinance, but not necessarily to crack down on fighting. Butte Undersheriff George Skulatich believes the community already has sufficient laws to address violence. It's more for other stuff. Bars will sell alcohol to people as they're leaving at closing time.
Of course, the bars are shut down, so they can't go back in and take care of their business, whatever. And so they end up either urinating or defecating in the public, basically in alleys or in storefronts or whatever.
He says there's a big litter problem in the morning, too, and there are noise complaints. Skulatich says the police department would not support a full open container ban. Butte has a number of street events throughout the year, like the annual Summer Folk Festival. Those are very important economic drivers for the city, and street vendors sell a lot of alcohol at those events.
We'd hate to put a damper on those.
But Council Chair Commissioner Cindy Shaw believes the open container ban up for her vote is still too broad.
It is just the wrong tool, in my opinion.
She says the police department could be more aggressive in enforcing ordinances already on the books. Plus, she says the problem exists largely in that one hot spot area of uptown.
I feel like we're penalizing entire city, county, Butte, Silver Bow, those people that are responsible drinkers.
Commission members are predicting a 6-6 tie vote on the open container ban.
Personally, as an individual citizen, I don't really support the ordinance that much.
That's Commissioner Bob Anderson. But he says in his elected position, he will be voting for the ban. A majority of his district is in the uptown, and he says he's been hearing from a lot of business owners in support. He says one shop owner has had 4 windows smashed out.
And every one of them has been between the hours of 2:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning.
Anderson says if this is that big of a problem for businesses,
the urinating, the defecation, the vulgarity, the trash, the litter, then we need to do everything we can to stem that.
If the ordinance does come down to a 6-6 vote during this Wednesday's council meeting, Butte's chief executive Matt Vincent takes the deciding vote. Vincent says he personally supports the ordinance, but will vote against it in the event of a tie. He says it's his job to enforce ordinances, not create new ones. However, he says he will then urge the Butte community to gather signatures to put the ordinance up for a public vote in 2014. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.